played somebody that was back a little bit on the pick and roll. Got a chance to give our ball handlers some shots. Once I saw a couple go in, the basket opened up and I was able to get some more. So,
you know, what does it feel like there when, you know, as you say, the basket opens up and, you know, you kind of feel like you're in the rhythm out there?
Yeah. Everything slows down for sure. The game's coming a little bit easier. And, you know, like I said, it's a great job by Jeff and Rudy to set those screens. They were back, and so I was able to, you know, 1-2 into some shots. And, you know, things were going in for me.
Did you actively decide at halftime to come out a little bit more aggressive, or was it just what they were giving?
I knew I needed to be aggressive throughout the game. You know, I was turning the ball over so much, I might as well just throw it at the rim. Would have been better than giving them the ball. So, just aggressive mindset.
What brings more energy while you're out there on the court? Rudy's return or getting the crowd kind of going in the game like you haven't for a little while?
Both. Rudy was great for us to have back. Just the little things that he does, you know, screening, his passing, the fact that he rolls hard to the rim. They got to respect that role, and it opens up other things. So it's definitely good to have him back, and then the crowd was great for us. We needed the energy, and, when you're at home, that's how it should be.
Coach said that they kind of rode you tonight. Did you feel like all the guys out, did you feel more responsibility than usual, especially in that third quarter when you're down?
I think it was just good. My teammates found me in some positions where I was able to score, put me in good positions, and like I said, the ball was going in for me tonight, so that's how I felt.
Do you feel any more pressure on yourself to do more?
No. I think just wanted to come out and be aggressive and try to make some things happen.
What do you think of Chris and what he did against Dwayne tonight?
Yeah. No, Chris was phenomenal. His energy on both ends of the floor. Obviously, the defense on Dwayne is what shows up the most. What was he, 3-for-17 or something? I mean, that's a Hall of Famer. And, he blocked the shot a couple times. I think he stole it from him. And then on the offensive end, you know, playing his role, coming off a couple screens, finding the open man. He knocked down a pull-up, corner three. He's been huge for us. And, I've said it before, it's one of the toughest things to do in the league is to sit, you know, on the bench for a long time and not play, and then when your number is called to go in there and perform and be productive. And, you know, he's a prime example of how it should look, you know, working hard and getting his opportunity and making the most of it.
Similar with Trey Lyles, we've seen him against C.J. Miles. We've seen him against now Chris Bosh tonight. How much have you seen him progress kind of defensively as the years go?
Right. Trey's a basketball player. You know, he can play multiple positions. He's got a good feel for the game. And he's only, 20 years old? So, I mean, he's the more and more that he plays, the better he'll get. Thought he did a good job tonight. He's going up against really good guys, different positions, the four with it, how the NBA is right now. Like you said, you got CJ one night, post players the next. So I thought he did a good job on both ends of the floor. And like I said, with more experiences, he'll be better and better.
Coach always talks about how you guys don't want to look at the results, just kind of the process and how you play in each game. Does a result like this make that easier, I guess? Does it make it so you kind of keep those positive gains even when you aren't getting the...
I like winning. It definitely makes it easier for me. We're a young team, so these experiences are really valuable for us, whether we win or lose, and that's what he's talking about, as long as we improve as a team. We're in these situations, we got to learn from them. We've been in a lot of them, too. Tonight I thought it was good for us, good for our confidence for sure. We've had, some close games, and then the loss in San Antonio is, deflating, and then Houston too. So to get a win is huge for our confidence, huge for the guys that, like we talked about, stepped up and were really productive for us, and hopefully we can take that into LA.